rather be known as listener-supported public radio than government-supported radio any day. 1-800-777-9.
You're listening to 88.1 FM WESU Middletown, a community service of Wesleyan University. Up next is The Business Buzz with Jeff Sherman, taking a look at innovative and cool technology and businesses right here in Connecticut. Catch the Business Buzz each and every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. as part of our Monday through Friday 4 p.m. local talk block. Only on 88.1 FM WESU Middletown.
The Business Buzz on WESU is proudly sponsored in part by Carlson and DeMere, located right here in downtown Middletown. Carlson and DeMere providing legal representation for victims of serious injury and for those facing criminal charges. On the web at carlsondemere.com, 860-819-1034.
And welcome to another edition of The Buzz, depleted version or edition, except for Dr. Lopkin Studio B. We're down to 1,500 watts, and also I have a cold, but we'll get through all of that. So obviously, Dr. Lopkin, and we invite our listeners to call in at any time at 860-685-7700, 685-7700. Dr. Lopkin, the biggest news story this week?
Biggest story so far has been Harvey Weinstein.
I think that's hysterical. First of all, have you ever seen a more unattractive individual in your entire life?
He's an unattractive man. He's an unattractive person. He's a general lowlife.
I mean, but how does a lowlife, he had to have some brains to do what he did, right?
He's a smart man in terms of putting movies together. He was able to put together good projects that brought in money, and that was about it. So he brought a lot of money to a lot of people. So they swept the rest of what he did under the rug.
Okay, but let's get into the real issue. First of all, he's a guy that you would think he... First of all, some guys look cool, like Don Johnson in the 80s. He had that, like, 5 o'clock shadow, yeah. Good-looking guy, in shape, the whole white suit. And others, Mr. Weinstein, don't look so cool with the... In this case, he has, like, a 1230 shadow. He's got, like, a triple chin... It looks like, my God, like, just shave, look halfway presentable. I mean, he looks like a guy, like, gravy dripping down his chin, yelling at people. I mean, that's pretty much probably who he is.
That's pretty much who he is, yes.
So what does this mean for Hollywood and entertainment? Because I think, you know, how Time Magazine, obviously irrelevant, but they used to do Person of the Year. You know, they're basically faded, you know, like a lot of magazines, yeah, into irrelevancy. But I would say, you know, they had whistleblowers as Person of the Year that was in 08 and all that kind of, yeah, stuff, right? I really believe you could say entertainment. The entertainment industry could be the so-called, in quotations, Person of the Year 2017. And why am I saying that? Well, I'm saying that Weinstein, okay, the whole Hollywood debacle in terms of the two-faced nature telling how you and I, how we should live, and they're so much better than us. And I think that's starting to, before, yeah, even the Harvey Weinstein controversy, I think it was starting to erode, you know, movie going.
Yeah, Hollywood is losing a lot of credibility this year.
Yeah, but I think it's been going on for a couple of years. They're completely out of touch, Eric, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
But how does that happen? Now, I know it's a billion years ago, but I was like, was watching something about, you know, Hollywood goes to war in terms of 1941, yep, and you had people like Jimmy Stewart, Clark Gable. These people were patriots.
Selling war bonds.
Yeah, they were patriots.
And, yes.
If world, I really believe that they're so screwed up in Hollywood, I'm not so sure they'd be really supportive of World War II.
I don't know if they would or not. It would not surprise me for them not to be.
Yeah, I mean, they would say, you know, we kind of drove the Germans to Hitler, and we didn't treat the Japanese correctly. Because obviously, back then they didn't have that. Now you'd have to play the identity politics, right?
Of course.
That they're racist, you know, whatever, Japanese-a-phobe, whatever. They'd come up with some term, right?
Yeah.
And that's why they're fighting us. So I think it's and what kind of implications does it have for people like, let's say, the Hollywood elite? Let's talk about them first. What implications does it have?
Well, you're already seeing a huge, you know, blowback against movies, not because of any political reason, but because Hollywood has forgotten what kind of movies the rest of the country wants to see. They've sort of separated themselves. And you can really see this by the difference.
Well, let me interject something. Isn't that really a microcosm, if you will, or a mirror image of the Democratic Liberal Party? I mean, they're talking about global.
It's not just them, though. We've talked about this over and over again. It's the echo chamber effect. They surround themselves with people just like them. And so they hear the same ideas over and over again. So they convince themselves, well, those ideas must be right because everybody I know agrees with me.
But isn't that the same kind of thing that's going on in the Democratic Party?
It's going on in the Democratic Party.
No.
It's going on everywhere.
Yeah, but the Democratic Party is so, I mean, they're basically a East and West Coast party.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, because they're listening. What's their big? What are the three big agenda items for the, I would call the Democratic Liberal Party? It's not the Democratic Party anymore. What is it?
Right now, I don't even know if they have any items. I don't think they think that way anymore.
I think
it's just a matter of trying to convince people that they need them in government. Big government is obviously a big piece for them.
Because global warming.
They want to protect their jobs.
Okay, and isn't it interesting that, let's look at the press. You don't have to love Donald Trump or whatever. They don't even report. Like with Obama, they used to have the jobs numbers. Remember that all the
yes.
time? They don't even have that anymore because it's good.
Well, no, most of the what I consider the real news. You turn on CNBC, they always talk about
the
jobs
number. Okay,
but
that's what they do for a living. I'm talking CNN.
Well, CBS always reports the job numbers. But yes, the job numbers have been very good. The economic numbers have been very good.
But there's no, it has no legs.
No, in fact, this week, and of course nobody ever hears about these, but there's things called the ISM numbers, and they gauge the health of different industries. And over the past 3 weeks, ISM numbers have come out. Started out, you were getting the best numbers since 2012. Today, we got an ISM number that was one of the best numbers since 2005.
When the economy was actually smoking.
So, I mean, the economy is finally picking up.
Okay, but how come no one, you know, let's look at why wasn't it smoking during Obama?
Because Obama did everything he could to get in the way.
Okay, but why is that? This is a real discussion. I mean, why? Because I agree with you. Why is it? Did he have any interest in the economy?
No.
Zero.
He had an interest in what government was going to do. And the fact of the matter, everybody says, oh, you know, under this president, the economy was great. Under this one, it was terrible. The president, the government in general, cannot do anything to boost an economy.
I disagree with that. I think
they can do is either get in the way of it
or
get out of
the way. Okay,
then
we do agree. I think Obama got in the way.
Yes, he got in the way, so the economy did not bounce back the way it should have.
Yes, and how come no one talks when Reagan, I remember he increased the deficit significantly during his time, and he had hell to pay for it. Why isn't it, I never hear that Obama doubled the national debt. Do you?
No, they never talk about it. They talk about the fact that he cut the deficit, but they don't talk about the fact that he doubled the debt. And I think part of the problem is that the average person does not know the difference between the deficit and the debt.
And that's done intentionally by the media. They don't. They talk about the deficit,
right,
but not the debt, knowing that people don't know the difference.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's never tagged on
that.
860-685-7700, 860-685-7700, if you'd like to join in the discussion. So getting back to Weinstein and the whole, I would call it the industrial media complex, really. I mean, it's basically pretty much what we're talking about here. I think it has huge implications and repercussions. I think it's I think this does have legs. Not it's not going to be the biggest story, you know, a year from now. But I think it's one more nail, not that she needs any more, in Hillary's coffin.
Well, I mean, Hillary's gone anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, now it's gone.
The Democrats as a whole are going to have a big problem because Harvey Weinstein personally, between the fundraisers that he ran and the money he gave millions to the Democrats.
Okay.
And now they're going to have to find somewhere else to go.
Yeah, but not even that. They'll find it some way, somehow. You got Silicon Valley. They're into open borders and
but this is hitting Silicon Valley too. Amazon just fired the head of their media division for the same reason. He was accused of harassing women.
Okay, but I think let's get away from the monetary implications first. I think it has political implications and social implications, because let's look at Hollywood first. Hollywood are basically people telling you and I in middle America how to think, what to do, and why we're not worthy, correct?
Yes.
And they preach about women's rights, transgender rights, gay rights, right? But behind closed doors they're worse than anyone.
They don't respect any of them.
None, right? Zero.
Yep.
The memos when it was hacked, Sony was hacked, they were more racially biased than almost anyone in their emails.
Hollywood as a whole, the hypocrisy that goes on is amazing, because the image they put out is one thing, but actually being there in the industry is completely opposed to what they're preaching.
Tell me about that.
Well, you've heard over and over again over the past 2 weeks, women are coming out talking about what Harvey Weinstein did, and then they're talking about the fact that this was not unusual. So far, since Harvey Weinstein was outed, Oliver Stone has been accused because he did the same stuff. Ben Affleck has been accused.
Well, wait. Ben Affleck I find very, very entertaining, because he came out and said that he's appalled by that behavior. That's the funny thing about it. All these people, the dominoes are falling. They're all appalled. And they have actual videos of Affleck groping women.
Oh, yeah.
No, on video. Well,
Ben Affleck came out, said, "I didn't know anything about it. This is appalling." And then Rose McGowan, who's one of the women that Harvey Weinstein attacked, came right out and said, "He knew we were dating and I told him it happened."
Yeah.
He knew it happened.
Well, he knew it, and plus he did it himself.
He was doing it himself.
So let me talk about a double standard. Trump, I'm not condoning it, comes out with that locker room open mic. And obviously NBC set him up. Just happened to be 2 days before the second debate. Gee, what coincidence. Right. What a coincidence. Okay, so he has a thing, you know, grabbing women. Never did it, but just talked about it.
Right, he talked about it a lot. A couple of women came forward, but none of them turned out to be credible.
Okay, so
my favorite one was the woman that came out saying, "Oh, yes, he grabbed me, and her sister came out and went, "I was on this trip." He didn't come anywhere near her.
Yeah, so beyond a couple of nuts, he talked at an open mic, probably just having a little bravado, and he was thought of as, like, you know, the devil reincarnated, correct?
Yeah.
The biggest sexist pig animal ever. Harvey Weinstein in the Hollywood elite, NBC didn't even NBC leaked the open mic, right, with Trump. Didn't they, even want to take the story about Weinstein right, with a cop video.
They covered up the Weinstein story because they had it last February.
Okay.
And they sat on it.
Now, let me ask you another question. Where are the vagina hats?
Excuse me?
The pink hats. Remember during the protests?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So they had the pink hats for Trump, remember, right after, you know, you couldn't actually get out of the White House because they were all protesting, right? All packed in Hartford. They had the, you know, the pink cap rally. Okay, whatever. Okay, where's all? How come they're not in front of Weinstein Studios with the caps?
No, there.
Is there a double standard in the feminist movement?
Oh, there's definitely a double standard. You have not seen the outrage from the public. Now, granted. And I guarantee you they will say the same thing. That they're not out there protesting because he's just a Hollywood producer and Trump was running for president.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, Weinstein has worked with so many politicians and put so much money into the Democratic machine.
He was part and parcel of the machine.
Yeah. He was the major.
I think that's a BS excuse. I think that it's because. In other words, you look at time and time again with the feminist movement, with the gay movement, when it's a conservative, they will come down on you like a hammer.
But if it's a liberal doing it, we forgive him.
It's all right. You know, it was a little youthful indiscretion. Right. He's only 60 years old. No big deal. So, I thought that was interesting as well. Then there's a lot of – so I think in the end, Weinstein's finished. He'll be bankrupt.
Weinstein's finished.
His company's finished. Yep, finished, done. I actually think that it does impair, not severely, but is another kink in the armor of the Liberal Democratic Party.
Oh, it definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're starting to see the people who have been, carrying the banner fall from grace, you're looking at, now the hypocrisy is out in front of everybody. And you're seeing people go, oh, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, but even the leaked emails that the Russians did, by WikiLeaks with, DMC, right?
Yeah.
DNC. So they were talking about, we need some tacos in the audience. And I mean, they were
very racist.
Now, if that was the Trump camp or the Republican Party,
it
would be top dead center on NBC News, top dead center. It didn't even make it to the.
Well, that's one of the things that absolutely killed me about that whole incident with the hacked DNC emails is that they made a whole big deal. Oh, my God, they released the emails. And yet they never denied that they were accurate.
Oh, yeah.
They never said, oh, no, we never said that. They made this up. No. It was all about, oh, my God, how could they release it? How could you do these things is the question.
Exactly. 860-685-7700. 860-685-7700. Does the Weinstein controversy, tornado, just shed further light on the hypocrisy of the left? I would say so. Dr. Lopkin, you say what?
Oh, yes. it definitely highlights it.
Yes. And then you see the speeches, which, used to be when I was a kid, I could actually watch it. The Oscars. It was fun.
Right.
It was fun. Then you see these people with high school dropouts, half of them. Johnny Depp, the boy genius, okay?
Yeah.
Blew a half a billion dollars, the boy genius, right? High school, we'll talk to you about global warming. Where did he get his master's degree in physics?
Yeah, no. Listen,
Leonardo DiCaprio flying around the world with his bullpen.
In his private jet with to fight for the ecology.
Yes, and he's big on women's rights, too, even though he's has a whole pen of women traveling with him. Yeah, I'm sure just to, take notes.
No, it used to be that it was rare that someone from Hollywood used an award ceremony.
Yeah, I remember.
If you remember... And I'm blanking on who it was for the
George C. Scott refused to take the Oscar
for Native American rights.
Yes.
Yes.
And that was like, whoa, and
it made such an impact because nobody did that.
Yes.
It was not used for that.
Yes.
Now every speech is political.
Like Meryl Streep's speech of like 6 months ago, I found amusing. First of all, she's the most entitled, you know. Her daddy was like a CEO of a drug company.
Right.
Never probably worked a day in her life. The father probably had connections to get little Meryl her job, and she comes with this whiny speech. I don't even know what the hell she's talking about.
Yeah,
we are the downtrodden. I'd love to be so downtrodden.
I would love to be as downtrodden.
Yeah, please,
as Meryl Streep.
Please. To go acting, to you know, which is not difficult work, by the way. You know, and Howard Stern was funny.
You pretend for a living.
Yeah.
That's what an actor does.
And that's why they have to latch on to real causes.
Yeah.
Because it's such a brain dead profession.
Oh yeah.
Yes, Johnny, we must get to the secret files. Cut. Yeah, now about global warming. Let me tell you about 860-685-7700, 685-7700. I heard Howard Stern had a really good comment, it was like 10 years ago. Happened to be listening to it, and he's like, you see like these actors, and you know they're playing, let's say, a brain surgeon, you know, so you kind of buy into, well, this guy, you know, Bob Johnson,
right.
Mary Smith, God, they're geniuses. And then off camera, off the cuff, they're like dumber than rocks.
Oh yeah.
If they're unscripted, it's like the cat went to the circus. You know, it's like,
it
wow,
absolutely amazing. You know, I spent a lot of years as a reporter, and I've done a lot of interviews with actors. And, you know, a lot of them, when you're talking about their career, their history,
they're good.
They can talk, you know, just as well as anybody else. You know, they've got a – but every once in a while you talk to one, and you see them trying to figure things out. And – you realize that unless somebody gives them a script, they don't have a thought in their head.
Yeah. But then they need to all – but what is this group think? Let's talk about that. And again, in Hollywood, 860-685-7700, 685-7700. What is this group think that they're not even just, let's say, progressive. It's bordering on, like, insanity now. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they'll protest, like, you know, any, you know, the mistreating, you know, they'll make a speech about, you know, anything. It's not, you can't even have a light moment.
No, they need to be relevant. And that's what killed them when Hillary lost the election, is that they could not understand that they were not relevant to people's lives. What they were saying didn't matter. People came out, voted for Trump, despite the fact that Hollywood was telling them not to.
I would agree. I think that's a huge thing. 685-7700, 685-7700. And I think that most everyone on the left, they won't admit it now, but they can't believe that white trash tipped the election.
Oh, yeah.
Because they think of middle America as white trash.
Absolutely.
Only the elitists on the coast are worthy of anything.
And the thing is, Hollywood has gotten to the point that it's not enough to try to influence America. Their movies, the TV shows, they have to go abroad. It has to be big internationally because we need to be heard. But now you're seeing other governments go, you know what, this is enough. The British government, either earlier today or yesterday, passed a new rule for the BBC that said 75% of their schedule and 90% of prime time had to be produced by the BBC, not Hollywood.
Oh, you look at a BBC production? Not all. I mean, okay. The other thing about Hollywood that cracks me up, you know, they have the awards. So, that, you know, 95% of the movies will be Transformer 9, Fast
right.
and Furious 30, what is it called? Whatever it is, Cliffhanger 9,
yep.
You know, whatever with the one with a guy from Rocky in it.
Rocky 17.
You know, and then they'll come out with Pepe the Dog. Yes, you know, yes. Like, that's what the industry's about. Pepe the dog.
Right.
Five people saw it, and it was in three movie theaters. And they'll have the speech, and it was the greatest. Pepe
yes,
the
it was
dog.
The greatest film of all times, yeah. And it'll win all the awards. And it's yeah. Like, yes, because 90% of what Hollywood produces is abject garbage.
Yeah, because it's a big business. Like, okay, I like superheroes. So superheroes, I know, time flies 15 years ago.
But enough is enough.
Enough is enough. Captain America versus Ultron.
I remember when a movie had to do really well for anybody to consider doing a sequel. Now they're planning three sequels before the movie ever hits the screen.
Yeah, but it's a financial model.
Oh,
model,
yeah.
Because they know, why reinvent the wheel? Just turn out some more crap.
That's it.
And I think the movie industry is actually, the movie theater industry is finished. I think content will be fine.
The movie theaters are in big trouble.
I got a nice flat 50-inch flat screen TV. I have a projector in my house. Yep. And personally, I'd rather watch a movie. I don't even like going to the theater.
No, I go to the theater very infrequently.
Yeah.
In fact, I can't remember the last time I went to the theater when it wasn't one of my kids saying, they want to see something. Yeah. Can I take them? But the fact of the matter is, the theater going experience is not what it used to be.
Why? Tell me.
You used to go to the movie theater.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, if you want to go way back, you had, you paid your money, you got two movies and some stuff in the middle. But even going back 20 years, after they had stopped doing that and you were just going to see one movie, there was an etiquette to it. You went, you got your popcorn, you got your snacks, you sat down, you were quiet. And they had ushers walking up and down, making sure you were not disturbing the other patrons. Now you don't have any of that. People go, you've got cell phones going off, people are having conversations that you can hear the conversation better than you can hear the movie.
That's why I like doing it in my house
better.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, we invite our callers to call in, listeners, 860-685-7700, 685-7700. We're talking about the Harvey Weinstein tornado that's whirling its way through Hollywood and the political apparatchik of America. So it's kind of interesting. I actually make an observation, Dr. Lopkin. I think, and you might think I'm crazy, and that's fine, I think Trump is slowly winning.
Oh, yes.
No, I know it sounds good.
No, he really is.
I mean, because hold on. You see, it's like this whole middle America or the common person, whatever. They see Donald Trump increasingly, the more you see him, he's not a madman, right? He's not, doesn't have a KKK robe on. And the economy's good. He seems like he makes sense on a lot of things he's saying. Not the tweets. I'm not talking about the tweets. Yeah. No.
He's got to stop tweeting.
I know that, but I actually think he shouldn't. No, I thought it was stupid. Now I don't think it's stupid because I think he's ahead of the curve. I think you have a news media.
You think he's just egging on his base.
And also, I forgot the guy's name. I'm under the weather. But he wrote a book, Clausewitz, not the correct pronunciation. German general wrote a whole book, edict on war strategy. And someone took that book and turned it into marketing strategy. And one of the edicts is that no competitive move should be unchallenged. Okay?
Right.
And I think that's what Trump does. In other words, you let the New York Times, like most conservatives do, just play nicey-nicey. The left has no interest in being nicey-nicey. They have an interest in winning.
Oh, of course.
And eviscerating you, either by personal destruction or by policy. But they will do it one way or another. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. So Trump's pushing back. But that's another issue of the tweets. I think that you see him, and again, I don't hold any water for Trump. You see what he's saying, what he's standing for, what he's doing. promoting women in his cabinet, the whole nine yards, right? And then you see Pelosi and Schumer. They look like clowns.
Well, Pelosi and Schumer are clowns. But
I mean, and the other thing, speaking of Schumer and Pelosi, can you tell me, you're a smart guy, Lopkin, why she is an embarrassment.
She is. She
you don't
really
know. If you do a search.
I was absolutely flabbergasted when they reelected her as minority speaker. I could not understand why they didn't get her out of that position and move on.
She is an embarrassment. I find it amazingly funny. You go to YouTube, you can actually have some good laughs. She could be senile at this point. She was never that bright to begin with. She is such an elite.
I think we've got a whole bunch of senile politicians on both sides of the aisle. That's why we need term limits.
I would say so. I would say, like, even Mitch McConnell saying, well, you know, Trump, you can't really move that fast. Move that fast. Do something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's it. Trump came to this as a CEO.
Business
now,
person.
When you run your business, when
you expect results.
Yes, when you say you want something done, it gets done. Government doesn't work that way. He's having a lot of trouble adapting to the fact.
Well, I would too.
They are slow as molasses.
No, but so yes, slow is awful, but they're also corrupt.
Yes.
They're corrupt and
slow. That's a whole different problem.
So it's a double whammy. I mean, the days of actually being patriot, they're into their own self-aggrandizement.
Oh, yes.
And their own. How do you get, like, Maxine Waters comes to Congress? I don't know how much she was worth, $100,000. Now she's worth like $8 million. How does that happen?
Yeah.
That's like a banana republic.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a joke.
I mean, it's only recently that anybody started paying attention to the sheer amount of money that congressmen and senators are making, not doing their job, but with the speeches, with investment trusts, because they have access to all information that we do not have yet.
So how is this different? 685-7700, 685-7700, 860-685-7700. Tell me, Dr. Lopkin, how is that different than a banana republic?
It isn't. It really
isn't. I have a friend who actually said that to me, and I'm sorry to say, the more I think about it, it's right. I mean, we have the veneer of it's all respectable.
Well, that's the big difference is the image.
It's all image, but it's all people lining their pockets at the general public's expense.
Yes.
Both parties.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how is that different than, I don't know, what, a big daddy from Uganda, whatever?
The difference is they do it using business tactics instead of guns.
That's about it.
That's it.
Yeah, but even like a corrupt, yeah, that's about it. We don't shoot people yet.
Yet.
Yes. So speaking of shooting, what about the Vegas tragedy, obviously? But there's some weird stuff, like things don't add up.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I've seen a couple of reports. They've changed the timeline that they've found something like four times in the last 6 days.
Yeah, I mean, there's people that heard two types of guns. The guy shot like 200 rounds and no in the place before the shooting started. No one heard anything, did any. It just seems a little weird.
There's a lot going on. I have a feeling, and this is just a hunch. I have, you know, no fact to back it up. But my hunch is that the hotel screwed up the crime scene. And once it was screwed up, now they're trying to figure out exactly what happened.
Okay, now that hotel, it's owned by the MGM chain?
It's Mandalay Bay. I'm not sure
it's owned
by
MGM. I believe, and this is not rocket science, the hotel's finished.
I don't know that it is. I think Mandalay Bay will be able to come back from it. They did not handle the situation well. I think there was a lot of screw-ups in the investigation. And certainly some of it is absolutely understandable, because even listening to the videos, it does not sound like what you expect bullets to sound like. So I can understand how people could have heard these things and not thought it was gunfire.
That's true, but we do have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, what's up? What say you?
I have two comments. I heard it was either yesterday or Wednesday that all the people that turned over their cell phones and or recording devices, iPads, things like that, got them back from the FBI and everything was deleted.
Yeah, it's you know, I know, yeah. I don't want to talk about, you know, like aluminum foil hats and black helicopters, but it seems very, very odd, doesn't it?
And I just have one comment on the Harvey Weinstein.
Go ahead.
Years and years ago, Corey Feldman, child actor, and Corey Haim came out and started to talk about the pedophilia that was going on.
Yeah, he was molested, I believe.
Yes.
They were both molested, but Corey Haim was molested more. I think the phrase he used was, "I was passed around from person to person."
Wow.
He unfortunately died of he had drug issues, but he had passed away a couple years ago. They tried to have this come out about 15 years ago, and were literally shot down by everyone. Barbara Walters interrupted Corey Feldman during an interview as if to say, this didn't happen, or things like
that. What is the reason for this? Because I don't understand it. Like, and I'm not getting, Donald Trump's a great guy or whatever. They had that tape, and then it was, front and center that hour on every news channel, every news network.
Right.
Okay, and then you have Harvey Weinstein, a serial rapist, exploiter, yep, of women, and NBC NBC had to be basically embarrassed to put it out because they said no, it's not enough. They had a police audio tape, but that wasn't good enough. But Trump's open mic was fine, and we got to run with it. You know.
Exactly. And my question as a woman was, where are all the pink pussy hats?
That's what I didn't know.
That's exactly what Jeff said earlier.
You missed my first point. I go, okay, where are Trump gets elected, there's 1,000 rallies, you can't even get through, everyone's got their, vagina hats on, and then where are they at Weinstein Studios? What happened?
The women that had those hats on, the women in the entertainment business, were the same women that kept their mouth shut.
Is that indicative, though, of the whole feminist movement that probably started out, with obviously noble causes like everything else does? They only seem, if you're a liberal, you can essentially do anything you would like. That's all, even look at, Hugh Hefner, that's all great. The left loved him, right?
I take offense to the fact that Michelle Obama, I didn't vote for Trump, I voted for Bernie, but Michelle Obama went on stage to say that if you didn't vote for Hillary Clinton, you didn't use your voice. You lost your voice. I'm sorry. Did she say that about Hillary Clinton when her husband beat her?
Yeah, no, if it was another woman. Listen, Hillary Clinton is no friend to women, okay? And I find it ironic that, you talk about, the pink hat rallies and all this other nonsense, right? She tried to destroy women that came forward. And something? I was a Bill Clinton supporter. And 20 years later, in hindsight, I think the guy's a real nut. And I was a big supporter. Like, what are you going to impeach him? It was a consensual thing. He's an habitual abuser of women and a rapist.
Yes, he is. And she stood by her man just like she said she wouldn't. And I'd like to know if she's going to turn over the $1.2 million that Harvey Weinstein bundled for her 2016 campaign, or the $100,000 that he gave to the Clinton Foundation.
That's a great point, and I thank you for calling in. Eric, take it over.
She's actually not going to return this. And they actually said, and I quote, "It's a shame we can't return this, but the campaign is already over." This was their reasoning for not turning over the money that Weinstein bundled for them. So it's absolutely appalling.
Well, we do have, by the way, that other caller was fantastic.
Yes.
But we got another caller on the hook now. Caller, are you there? I love what, say what you said about the show. I like that. Caller?
Yes.
Yes. So thank you for joining the show. And so what do you say?
Well, you know, all this thing about with Harvey Weinstein and Trump and
Harvey Weinstein.
Now, I just want to say this. In the entertainment business or in the beauty business or a lot of different fields in the United States, there are huge numbers of women who are sleeping a man to get ahead. I mean, look at Mariah Carey. She married the head of Sony Records, okay? And I'm going to tell you something. Now, they always talk about how oppressed Lady Gaga is or was or whatever. She slept with a guy named Rob Fusari, who is one of the biggest producers in the business, to get where she is today. And after he co-wrote most of the songs on her first big hit CD, she dumped him. They wound up suing each other for millions of dollars. So this stuff, it just goes on. And they're just using all their political purposes.
Here's my little pushback, though. Hold on. Is what I don't, you know, that thing is, that's a kind of, you know, that, you know, if you're a willing participant, you're a willing participant to advance your career. That's another discussion. Here's what I don't like about Weinstein. I really believe that he used his power. Okay. Not everyone. I'm not saying all the people that slept with him. Some did it willingly. Yes. But I think that you have some little starlet and, you know, and I heard this on another channel that you only have till you're like, you know, again, you know, the liberal entertainment industry, they love women, but yeah, they cut you loose when you're past 25. If you're young, you only have like 22, 23 to make your big mark, okay? So.
Well, that's why they're so desperate to get in.
That's what I know, but my point is, hear me out one thing. Hear me out for this. But I think he uses his power, and I think for desperate people that kind of know what the odds are. So I think that he's kind of a monster that way.
Well, look, I'm not agreeing with what he's doing, but what I'm telling you is this. A woman can always walk out the door or say no and not be in that business or to do that kind of thing. You know, it's not
I think there's free choice, but I think
head and saying, I want to hang around with this Harvey guy because there's a good chance that I can get into the entertainment business and make millions. After all this came out, then they start criticizing the guy after they've made a bunch of money and made a bunch of movies.
Let me comment on that. I think, okay, first of all, let me just be clear. I think that when I've never been in that position, but I can imagine if you're very desperate, you're a little naive, and you got this big, powerful guy, I think that's really kind of despicable. But hold on. But I think what does bother me is you have Meryl Streep and all these people that knew what were going on and supposedly big feminists didn't say a peep. Agree?
All right, now let me tell you this. There used to be a senator in Connecticut named Chris Dodd.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember Chris Dodd.
Of course, a real genius,
right?
Yeah.
Now, there used to be a reporter for Channel 3 named Doobie McDowell. Okay, she was a political reporter for Channel 3. She was sleeping with Chris Dodd. And I know this because...
No, I think it was Janet Peckinpah.
I was working someplace where Dodd would come in and she would come in and they would carry on. And then I'd see her interviewing him on television saying, Senator, what do you think of this? And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if the rest of Connecticut saw what I saw and knew what I knew, what they would think about what's going on. Because there was a small group of people that used to frequent this place that knew. And this stuff just goes on. And you're not going to be able to do anything about it because women are drawn to men like this. And I'm going to close out with this.
There
is a comment after a YouTube video. In the United States, 80% of the women want 20% of the men, and you have a great day.
Okay, we didn't get a chance to respond. Go ahead, Dr. Love.
What you're describing was a consensual relationship between a reporter and Dodd. Is it, you know, ethical? Probably not. But there's nothing wrong with them, you know, getting together willingly. Nothing Weinstein did was that's the big difference.
Lobkin, thank you for clarifying because I didn't do a good job. I tried to say that, yeah. That yes, if it's willing, it's willing. But when you have a person of huge power and little power, that's exploitation.
Right. Absolutely. And in Weinstein's case, it's more than just his power, you know, within the industry. He is physically a big man. A lot of these women, there was no way they could get past him. There was no way they could overpower him.
And you know, also, put yourself in that position. You got Harvey Weinstein, the big kahuna, whatever. And you're just, you know, Jane from Indianapolis. I don't know. And I don't blame those women at all.
No,
I think
not
they were
at all.
Exploited. But I do blame like Meryl Streep and all those who knew what was going on.
All of the people who knew what was going on and refused to defend these women,
so-called feminists,
right, and refused to come forward.
Agreed. We have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great. Thanks for joining the show.
You know, I'm listening to your program, and people seem shocked that everybody knows Hollywood is a morally corrupt environment. It's been that way for eons. They're sexually exploited and have a pattern and practice.
Okay, let me just interject. Yes. Can we interject one thing? Because I agree with you. But how do they get away with the liberal left loving them? You know, they're almost symbiotic, okay? Any movie, almost every movie, will have some degree of female exploitation in it. I mean, any R movie, okay? And the messages they send... You know, the left is all anti-gun. Every movie is basically shoot them up.
Exactly. It's a history of hypocrisy that exists. Not only in Hollywood, but the people they support politically, they have known about it. You can go back to Ted Kennedy, Bill Clinton, Wiener. These people, what surprised me is the news media. The news media always have unanimous sources on people, but yet no anonymous sources have ever come out of Hollywood about Weinstein. It's amazing that they have.
Well, no, they knew they had people report. They all knew it. But do you know what? You make it bring up a good point, and I sound really stupid and naive. But the older I get, I think we're in a dangerous situation with the media because we really don't have a media. We have a state or a state-sponsored media. The power groups in America. Basically is the media. And again, like Weinstein, they knew about it. People came to them with stories. They said, no, thank you. The open mic with Trump, it was front page, front headline, 24/7. This guy's an animal. No. A huge beyond double standard, correct?
I'm going to
wait, hold on. Correct. Yes?
Absolutely. And the media failed. The media have failed because they support Hollywood, and because of their history of supporting Hollywood and their economic ties to Hollywood, they're surely not going to slap their hand.
Absolutely. But before Lopkin joins, has a little comment, I also think you're right, because I think they are a mouthpiece for the liberal left in their communications, in the movies, what they represent, what they communicate. So it's a symbiotic relationship, and basically they look the other way at the people like Weinstein, but on the outside they talk about women's rights when they know these horrific things are going behind the scenes, correct?
Absolutely. And one of the saddest things that I realize is that that's not only sexual exploitation of those young women. Those are young men out there who've been exploited the same way because of our social stigma attached to a man.
Much more. I think it's much more social stigma. I'm sorry to interrupt, but hold on for a second. Dr. Lopkin has a quick comment. I cut him off, so Lopkin, what do you have to say? Yeah, I know I'm going to disagree with you on that one.
I'm going to disagree with one thing you said. The media did not cover this up because of any ties to the liberal Democrats or anything like that. The media covered it up because every news station we have is also owned by a movie company.
I think it's a combination of both. It's a combination of both. The liberal media refused to take down. They didn't take down Ted Kennedy. If that was
Ted Kennedy is political.
Yeah, but I'm saying
Weinstein
is double. Don't be naive. It's money and it's politics, Lopkin. Hmm. Do you agree, caller?
Absolutely. And it's the willingness to say we're going to, because of so much money flow from Hollywood into politics, especially to the Democrats, they will not speak out. And you could look at an example of that by Hillary Clinton and Obama. And the interesting part about Obama is that his daughter was on an internship
at Weinstein, yes.
Which is scary.
That's scary. So where do you think this all ends up? I think just hear me out and you comment. You've always been good, and then Lopkin's going to comment. I think, no, it's not going to have huge, but I think it's going to – okay, first of all, the final nail in Hillary's coffin, that has been done. This was the final nail, and I think it does further, just like those emails that leaked out, you know, over the summer or last summer during the election, talked about having burritos in the audience, you know, very racist stuff, that kind of thing, although the DNC portrayed themselves as being the friend of all the minority groups. So it's just another exposure of the hypocrisy on the left. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, because – when you have all these actresses and actors coming out speaking against this stuff, and they were aware of it, and they all contributed to the Democratic campaign that Hillary Clinton. If people can't see the hypocrisy,
and also Obama and Clinton, they knew. Obama's not a dumb guy. He knew that. He knew it was going. He tapped half of America in terms of surveillance. He knew what Weinstein was all about.
Well, you know, that's hypocrisy, because we have gone to the point where we can accept this crazy behavior that exists out there. And they flood the airwaves and the movie theaters, and they promote this stuff to our kids in an insidious way. And yet, no one will say anything. We don't know it's a good excuse.
Well, thank you very much. Another great call. Thank you very much. You guys have a nice weekend. Well, Lopkin.
He's always a great caller.
So, Lopkin, you know, your turn now. I mean, it was very, you know, I do disagree with you about that Weinstein's. Yes, of course, it's entertainment, but it's also, if he was entertainment, let's say, perfect, Mel Gibson, a conservative, right? Said some anti-Semitic things, right, when he was drunk.
Right.
He got electrocuted in the media.
Yes,
okay?
He did.
Weinstein rapes women, exploits women, and NBC refuses to take the story. That's the double standard I'm talking about.
Oh, absolutely. But I honestly believe Weinstein got a walk because of the money. Now, he got a walk.
And because he's a liberal.
He got a walk from the DA because he's a liberal. Because the Manhattan DA, who refused to prosecute when they had the wire, that was a Democratic DA. You know, Weinstein's money bought the Democratic Party.
I think it's both, but, well, you know, friends can argue, and that's fine. But let's be clear about one thing. The women that were exploited, that's a unequal power base that is technically rape. There is no, let's be clear, we both agree with that. There is no room for that.
No, there is no
zero,
room for that.
Zero.
No excuse
and
for
any
it
guy,
at all.
Any guy who does that is a piece of you know what.
Absolutely.
Any person that would take advantage, and I'm being flat out, of someone that's subservient to you and do that, an equal relationship, that's an adult relationship, that's fine.
Right.
But you do that
with a willing partner, go right ahead, do
fine.
Whatever.
But to do that to someone, first of all, to actually enjoy something like that and not feel completely creepy speaks volumes of what kind of guy Weinstein is.
Oh, yeah.
Do that and feel good about that, you're a sick guy. I'm dead serious about that, too.
He's definitely a sick guy, because the stuff he was doing, there is no way you can feel good about yourself doing these things.
I mean, these girls were as young as his daughter would have been. That's sick. I mean, that's insane.
It's absolutely disgusting. And one thing that I have never understood, and I'll fully admit I don't understand it because I'm a guy, but women have talked about these things, and they have said that, you know, they're embarrassed to come forward when it happens.
Of course,
to them.
Because
they shouldn't be embarrassed, because it's not their fault.
I know it's not, and I agree. But I think there's still a stigma. I know it's 2017 that you were on the casting couch, like this caller who I think had some kind of an issue with women when he talked about they only won 20%,
whatever. There was something else going on.
Yeah,
there.
There's something going on. I can't be a part of that. But anyway, the views are not the views of Wesleyan or WESU. But we had a great show today, and
yes,
I think it was a great dialogue. And you know, Lopkin, you knocked it out of the park again. And I think it was a great discussion, because, you know, I think we could talk politics, but I think when you got something like the Harvey Weinstein thing, I think it goes into bigger issues. And you know something, I have a kind
it's
heart.
It's the fabric of society.
Yes, but I have a kind heart, Lopkin, and I feel bad for people. I don't feel bad for him. You know, his world is crushed, but it's like bon voyage,
whatever
baby.
He gets, he deserves.
Goodbye, bon voyage. You're talking about people's daughters.
Yep.
So bon voyage, big guy. And you know something? I don't know what his wife was thinking about.
Well, she left him now, too.
Well, yeah, but after
it came out.
Yes, and she's probably, you know something, going to think back and say, thank you, God, I got out of it. I mean, how you could hang around with that.
I don't know.
Person, I guess you could call him a person. But it was a great show, Lopkin. Everyone have a great weekend out there. We'll be back next week, Lopkin and myself. Marty might be joining us. We'll be back next week for some interesting conversation and some interesting callers. Thank you all for joining in the discussion and listening. We'll be back next week with another exciting edition of The Buzz.